Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow at this time, Rockaholics, Al Petrelli of Trans-Siberian Orchestra will join the Daily Mix Show. And we are so excited because the Lost Christmas Eve Tour is coming to Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 23rd.
And all week, we're giving them away during Hook or Shook at 9:20 every morning. And every morning, you have a chance to sit real close. This morning at 9:20, opportunity to sit in the second row.
That is right. And they've got two shows on the 23rd, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. I'm a little touch and go this morning because yesterday I had to have a pretty grown-up conversation with my five-year-old. What happened was we got an email from his school saying that there was a safety concern, and I opened the email and I immediately started reading that it involved a bus route, and the bus route was Barrett's bus.
Okay.
And they said in the email that there were five bullets found in a bus seat, and some kids brought those to the bus driver. We learned that when the bus arrived at Barrett's school, that the staff and, you know, faculty came onto the bus and did like a safety check, and there was no other concerns found, but that this same student that brought the bullets onto Barrett's bus had brought a couple bullets into the classroom, a classroom the day before as well.
Do you know, was he trying to show off the bullets? Like, I mean, I don't know if you get that kind of information. Was he just like, oh, these are at our house, I'm going to show these to everybody? Was it an innocent thing?
I like to believe
that. I hope it is.
That's what I like to believe, but it did lead to me having to have a very grown-up conversation with my five-year-old that I was not prepared to have. And I know that we're living in a time now where they do active shooter trainings at schools of all levels, and that's something I didn't grow up with.
No.
And so I knew that this day would come. It hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday, and so when Barrett did get off the bus yesterday, I asked him, I said, was there a kid that got in trouble on your bus today? And he said, yeah. And I said, do you know what happened? And he said, yeah, he brought bullets. And I just, you know, I was trying to hold it together because I didn't even know if he knew what a bullet was.
Yeah. I don't think Tatum even has any idea. Like, when you sent the text out to tell us everything that was going on, I'm just like trying, because we have kids that are right pretty close to the same age, and I'm like, man, I don't even think.
Oh. And so then I asked him, I said, do you know what a bullet is? Do you know what it does? And so then we had to get into this conversation about guns, and I just said to him, you know, if you ever see something, you have to tell an adult. And that's what happened yesterday. And the kids on your bus told an adult. And so we started listing off, you know, what are some adults in your life that you could tell if you saw something that was a little scary or you knew wasn't right? And he said, you know, the bus driver, the lunch assistant, my teacher, my mom, da da da. And
were you upset that you were third on the list?
I think I honestly was maybe fourth. It was pretty, he was saving the best for last.
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't even be on the list. Like, I feel like she would tell DJ and Lulu, our dogs, before she even told me. I feel like I'm very low on the totem pole. So,
well, we have that in common, Steve.
Oh, but, my gosh.
And just talking, because like, my household, we're not a gun-owning home.
Right.
But a lot of people that live near me are, and that's totally fine. And we had a conversation about hunting because we've had family members that have hunted and things like that. So we were just talking about gun safety and where guns belong. You know, they have to be locked up and people have to keep, you know, their ammunition stowed away and out of the reach of kids. And it was really heavy. And the second that we finished the conversation, I held it together. But the second we finished the conversation, I tagged Brad in and I went upstairs and just was crying.
That was my question. I was like, so so Brad was there. Do you guys have that chat beforehand? Like, figure out, okay, who's handling this? You know, I mean, that sounds like a silly question, but I was thinking about all these things. I'm like, man, if I was in this situation, like, I almost be like, Sid, this is a... I'll be there to hold your hand, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like you can handle this way better than I can.
So I handled the initial conversation, and then, you know, we kind of went back to, like, watching Dino Trucks or whatever the show was that we were watching. And then we kind of had, like, a follow-up conversation because I wanted to make sure it really did sink in with him that, like, this was serious. And, yeah, I just wasn't expecting to have that conversation with my kindergartner.
I'm sorry.
No, thank you. I appreciated the support from you guys yesterday.
Well, I feel bad because you sent the text yesterday.
Don't even shame me for having an Android, you guys.
I wasn't going to, but you sent a text with like a picture or a screenshot, but it never came through.
Me either.
So all that came through was like this weird follow-up panic text that was like giving like you're like, I meant to say this, but there were bullets, blah, blah. And I'm like, looking at this text, I'm like, is anyone going to say anything or is it going to have to be me? So all I wrote back was, huh? Like, what the F? And then you wrote back something like kind of abrupt. And I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. Then you're like, well, I'll send it to you guys on Facebook Messenger. And then you sent what the story was. And I was like, oh, I just feel like a D-bag.
By the way, thank God for Facebook Messenger. How else would we ever communicate?
Well, and later
But yeah, your Android sucks.
Well, for me, the screenshot came up. And so, and then I read it because I didn't see it till later. And then Steve you put emojis. You put the laughing, crying, like, emoji. And I was like, oh, my God, this is the worst thread to have an emoji right now. You're like, what are you talking about, crying, laughing LOL. Emoji? I was like, oh, no, Steve.
Well, because, okay, in all fairness to me, all I saw was I should say brought bullets into a classroom, not bees, but ride the same bus. That was the text that I got with no other context. So, of course,
very confusing.
I just wrote, huh, maybe you were enjoying a little too much wine. And I was like, I just thought, okay, this is a crazy woman that's just trying to text us. And I thought that was hilarious.
And you added the emoji.
Yes.
But I just want to say that, you know, if anybody else out there has had this conversation, like, I just feel for you. And if you're anticipating having this conversation, it's a hard
one. I honestly, like, there are moments where I look at Tatum and I'm just like, that. I joke about, I want to just hit pause and have her not get any older. But part of it is because I just don't want to see her go off to school and have to be on a bus and be, I mean, she's doing preschool, but it's pretty low maintenance. It's a couple days a week for a couple of hours. Like, I'm just not ready for that. I know we have to do that. That's just the life that we live. Like, you can't just, like, you can't live in fear your entire life as a parent, but I'm still just not yet ready for that. Can I have at least like 10 or 15 more years of her being four?
Could I have had a couple more hours to even prep myself? Like, it was crazy, yeah. But I, you know, I'm the, you can't put the toothpaste back in the, you know, back in the tube. It's out now. So,
and sometimes though, like when you don't have time to think about it, I think you handle it better because you don't have to you're not overthinking it.
True,
it's like
that.
I need to just kind of come up with a plan, get it out, and have that conversation.
So have you been through something like this, Rockaholics? Curious, how did you handle it? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and we will chat with you after Blind Melon.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.